This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump confirming he did cancel a planned retaliatory strike against Iran at the last minute last night. The president tweeting this morning that military airstrikes were, quote, not proportionate to shooting down an unmanned drone, as the U.S. accuses Iran of doing back on Wednesday. The president saying he was told that 150 people or so would die in those U.S. strikes on three sites in Iran. Before news broke that the strikes were even considered, Republican Congressman Mark Green last night was expressing his opinion that such action should be taken.
I think the world needs to see, honestly, smoke and fire. I think Kim Jong-un needs to see smoke and fire. There's been an attack on the U.S. military, and if we don't respond, we're incentivizing future attacks.
Green spoke on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
A Texas cop is dead after being shot by a suspect late yesterday. Investigators say the unidentified Mission police officer was waved down and told about a suspect brandishing a weapon, and that suspect ended up firing at the officer, who died at a hospital a few hours later. The suspect is now in custody.
It's critically important that we take action, and that we take action now.
That's the governor of Oregon, who sent police out to search for Republican lawmakers who've been skipping work to avoid voting on a climate change bill. The whereabouts of 11 Senate Republicans remain unknown, and Governor Kate Brown says,
it's time for the Senate Republicans to show up and do the job that Oregonians elected them to do.
Republicans say the bill would cut jobs in that logging state and would increase fuel prices, too. A huge fire continues to burn after two explosions rock a refinery in Philadelphia earlier this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Workers at California's Santa Anita Park are chanting a different tune than those who've been calling for the horse tracks closure. About 500 workers who walk, groom, and care for those thoroughbred racehorses at Santa Anita are now urging state lawmakers to keep the track open. They gathered yesterday with handmade signs emphasizing their love of horses and the importance of being allowed to continue their livelihoods. Others have been calling for the track to close after the deaths of 29 horses there since just last December. Game of Thrones star Kit Harington is out of rehab. The actor checking himself into a treatment center last month to deal with what were referred to as personal issues. Reports said he was having a hard time dealing with the end of that HBO mega hit. Harington played Jon Snow on Game of Thrones for 10 years. Today is the summer solstice. First day of summer. At England's Stonehenge, thousands gathered to welcome the sunrise of the longest day in the Northern Hemisphere. The monument is aligned to the summer solstice sunrise and the winter solstice sunset. So this morning, the sunlight was channeled into the center of the monument in front of a crowd of about 10,000 people. Five people were arrested during the festivities, the charges ranging from drunkenness to indecent exposure. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do, ladies and gentlemen, because this is a government of for, by, we the people, which really commands the citizenry to stay activated. And this is our admonishment to you, whether you're a president, whether you are a Republican or Democrat, independent, whatever, undecided, you got to get activated. We need your help, all hands on deck, to get this country back on track. Can you imagine, with all this fussing and craziness going on, if we had a little bit of cooperation, what would this country look like? Would our GDP look more like 4%, 5%? Would the issue of our southern border crisis and immigration, would that be resolved? How about all the trade problems that we're having? Certainly, I mean, already Mexico has said, hey, we're in, we're all in, we voted, we're in. So they're the first one to come in on the USMCA, Canada. The president of Canada was with the president yesterday, and or the prime minister, I should say. And, hey, look, it's all looking cozy, but it's up to the Democrats to make this happen, sadly, because it's politics as usual in the Beltway. And I say usual only in this era where you have you know, all this fussing and bifurcation that's going on and intransigence that is retarding the whole process at the people's expense. I mean, think about it. I mean, USMCA is done. Then the president can move on, take care of the trade problems issues, get all that resolved with Japan. And I think we're close to doing that already, our European partners. All that happens. Then what's left is China. And China sees what's going on. See, but right now they're waiting this out because they see the chaos that's happening in our country. They're going, gosh, you know, do we wait for, you know, a new manager, you know, to come into town? Because we listen to what's going on. We see the polls, and President Trump is down by double digits. And, you know, chances are that, you know, he could be the wrong guy we're negotiating with. And we could probably cut a better deal if a Joe Biden or someone else happens to be elected president. But hopefully, regardless of what would occur, that the citizens of this country are able to observe the positives of what Donald Trump has brought to bear on the political system, and that that becomes a new standard, that this idea that it's good enough for government work is unacceptable, that all this waste, even that Senator Tom Coburn had been writing about for, you know, years and years. I mean, the waste that's taking place, and even then, it's just the top, I mean, probably the very tip top of the iceberg. We're not even going deep. You can't be spending the trillions of dollars that we spend and there not be some waste. Every business accommodates waste, but businesses aren't operating at the trillions of dollars that our government is operating on, and also having the ability to write up their own currency to make up for any past sins. And this is why we're here selling out the future generations, looking at $22 trillion and counting. And there seems to be no stomach, or as Nancy Pelosi said about another issue, no appetite to do anything about the budget, to make the serious cuts and decisions, because in the political world, that would be political suicide. As if that's the most important thing, you know. So for the sake of their own political survival, they refuse to take on these necessary issues that are absolutely blowing up our budget. Now, how does that make sense? You know, but if we the people continue to vote them in, then we get more of the same. I mean, this is all the whole idea of insanity. Well, Mark Meckler joins us now. He's the Tea Party co-founder, president of Citizens for Self-Governance. Also, of course, the Convention of the States. And Mark, more and more as all this craziness is going on, you know, the people got to take over.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. And it's kind of encouraging, actually, that people are not quite as crazy as folks in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, you see, and even you know, last night, I mean, we were on the brink of lighting up Iran. And thank God for some sobriety from this president that asked an important question. You know, he said, how many people are going to die? And, you know, we lost an unmanned drone, you know, $150 million worth of hardware there that they shot down, something like that. And, but he considered the cost, the human cost, that would take place for the force of America coming down on Iran. And I think that he opened up an opportunity for our allies, our European allies, and those that have kind of been, you know, observing what's going on. This has to give them a chance to say, you know what, he's the kind of leader I want to follow. And, yes, we need to back up what the United States is doing and support what President Trump's vision is for Iran and, you know, for the Middle East, if not the world.
Well, and my read so far is he's played it correctly. He's pushed Iran to the brink. Their economy is basically in free fall at this point. They no longer, and we're hearing openly, they no longer have the money to support Hamas and Hezbollah. And these are really important facts, but I think you're right. And I actually think by pushing to the brink, by having the planes in the air on their way, ready to go, the missiles ready to fire, he's continuing that sort of approach of maximum pressure, but he has also created this opening, as he said, for our allies to understand that this president is serious. This president is going to continue to apply pressure to Iran, but he's creating room for an alliance to develop where our allies actually do the right thing and agree to apply maximum pressure.
Exactly. Well, the other thing is, you know, the big issue, or one of the big issues certainly, is the sunset clause that the Obama administration put into place. At the same time, they're telling you, John Kerry and them are saying, hey, you know, Iran, it will never get a nuclear weapon. Well, wait a minute. You have a sunset clause that allows them to go to the next step to acquire and to assemble a nuclear bomb. So how is that never, will they never get a nuclear bomb?
I think it's ridiculous. And look, I'm not a person who believes they're not continuing enrichment activities. I think that's absurd. Nancy Pelosi came out of the security meeting, the totally absolute high security meeting yesterday, and said we have an untrustworthy adversary here. So when Nancy Pelosi, who is a political foe of the president, agrees that we have an untrustworthy adversary, I don't trust them to hold to that agreement. They've never held to an agreement, and they never will.
Right. And but for the sake of politics, what is to me is kind of like chalk hitting the wrong direction on the chalkboard, you know, where it just screeches, is that, you know, she'll say something like that, which, okay, that's good, that's kind of unifying. And then the next statement is, you know, but we've got a president who's a loose cannon. You know, he questions his leadership and credibility. That does not present a united front to Iran. Iran needs to hear a united front from our politicians, from our legislators, especially, you know, people in leadership position like Nancy Pelosi. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you have got to be behind this president.
Yeah, especially when you're coming to the brink of war and it's dangerous times like this, they have to be unified politically.
Well, sadly, we've had more division than unity, all because it's clear they don't like Trump. But at what cost? Here we are. The people are suffering, you know, for it. We're at 3.2 GDP. As I was saying earlier before you came on, Mark, if we had a little bit of cooperation, could we be at 4 or 5% GDP? Could these problems on our southern border be solved? Could trade problems be resolved a lot sooner? I mean, President Trump is a man about business, and he's making a lot of things happen. If we had a little bit of cooperation, God only knows where we'd be right now.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. We need more cooperation. We've seen it between AOC and Ted Cruz, so it is possible.
And we're going to talk about that because, yes, hell is frozen over and pigs are flying right now, too. Mark Meckler is with us, and we'll have more conversation about the Cruz-AOC alliance after this.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
This report is brought to you by Cooper Tires. Cooper Tires partnered with Auto Service Professional magazine to survey automotive service technicians and learn what they consider to be hazards most likely to damage your tires.
Auto service professionals have pulled a lot of unusual things out of tires over the years, from spoons to toy parts,
said Greg Smith, publisher, Auto Service Professional magazine.
But it might surprise people to know that a lot of tire damage is done simply by poor maintenance.
What are tips for tackling this? Regular tire maintenance is key to help ensure your car is safe when on the road. Jess Edgerton, Director of Brand Development at Cooper Tire, says,
as our survey found, tires confront many hazards along the road, from potholes to nails. Since your tires are the only things that connect your car to the road, they play a critical role in your safety, so it's important to check them, rotate them, and get new ones as needed.
For more, visit www.coopertire.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste in the difference. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Well, like I said, in case you missed the memo, hell is frozen over. It's being reported. And pigs are flying. Yes, that's what's happening. Mark Meckler, Tea Party co-founder, president of the Citizens for Self-Governance, is reporting on the Ted Cruz, AOC, finding common ground on bipartisan legislation. Huh, Mark?
Hey, look, I love this. I'm not a fan of bipartisanship just for the sake of it. Mm-hmm. It's usually bad. It usually just means government's going to grow and get worse. But what we have here is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez proposed a lifetime ban on people in elected office lobbying after they leave office. And I think this is incredible. I think it's something that's needed. There's a lot of corruption that's caused by that. Mm-hmm. Ted Cruz jumped on board and said he's absolutely for it as well. I hope they continue to pursue it. I'm seeing more and more people say they agree with us. Very interesting fight and very interesting bedfellows.
Well, you got to know the dynamic tension of this whole situation is so strong. Barack Obama, remember, made it clear nobody is going to, you know, cross the line. And I think within weeks they were coming into the White House.
Yeah, look, and this is just the way Washington D.C. runs, Bill. People talk about money in politics. And by the way, I'm not against money in politics. I think we need more money in politics to inform people. But this is a place where money in politics absolutely corrupts. Because you get a lobbyist sitting in a congressman's office or senator's office. That lobbyist is wearing a Rolex or $3,000 suit. The Porsche is parked in the garage.
Right.
And he's intimating, not necessarily directly saying, but intimating to the congressman, hey, this is the life you can have after you leave office if you're cooperative with me and my client.
Yeah. Not to mention, I understand that your number one job as a congressman or a senator is to get reelected. And last time I checked, you need money in your own treasury, in your war chest, in order to get reelected. Because we know, Mark, that they spend an inordinate amount of time fundraising. They spend more time at fundraising than actually doing the people's business. Is that a fair statement?
And that is a fair statement, but look, what you just described, I have less worry about than this idea that they can get jobs as lobbyists. And the reason is because contributions are closely watched. We know which lobbyists give how much money, and they're actually relatively limited. But this idea that, and we have numbers on this, last year's congressional class of the retirees, over 60% of them went to work for lobbyists.
Wow.
So we know where they're going. They're going to the people who are coming to their offices asking for favors. And, for example, huge defense contractors, Raytheon, McDonnell Douglas, they're going to work for these companies after they leave office, and they are using the connections that they developed because we elected them. They're using those connections to make personally millions of dollars and then ultimately billions of dollars for these corporations.
So give the people an idea, I mean, what they're looking at. I mean, as a congressman, what, about $175,000 a year, right? Something like that.
Yeah, I think they're at $189,000 a year, something like that.
Right.
So now imagine coming out and what they say to these people is, and a lot of these lobbyists, if they're good and they're coming out of Congress, they've got great connections, they'll make upwards of $1 million a year. So five times the salary, they'll have all kinds of prestige, they'll use the connections. Again, connections that they developed because we elected them on the basis of trust, that we trusted them to go do the people's business. And instead what they're doing is selling out the people in these huge contracts, benefits for special interests. It's really appalling.
Mm-hmm. And so the way this is being corrupted, as you say, because they have, in a sense, they have insider information, and they're leveraging that information and putting the press on their former colleagues.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way it works. And they're actually doing it while they're still in office, because imagine, I'm not trying to pick on Raytheon or McDonald, but it's just examples, but imagine you're sitting in your office, you're a congressman, you've got a lobbyist for Raytheon sitting there. That lobbyist, by the way, very likely to be a former congressman whom you know from your relationship.
Yeah, because you guys know the secret handshake, you still have the matching decoder rings and all that stuff, right?
So he comes in and you see him sitting there, and I'm not exaggerating, he's wearing the Rolex. He's wearing the $3,000 suit. He's telling you about the vacation home in the Bahamas. He's telling you how much nicer it is. They don't have all the pressure of being in the public eye. Yeah, I mean, he's just telling you, man, this lifestyle is incredible. And when he finishes that conversation about how great his life is and the family is, he says, Bob, I want to talk to you about that contract. You know, need that $300 billion for McDonald's, but whatever it is.
Right.
And you're the congressperson, you're thinking, man, I want the life that Steve just described, and I know him, he works for this lobbying firm, and he came straight out of Congress just like me. It's called human nature. It's not even evil.
I was going to say, which humanoid would not bite on that? And obviously, when you've got 60% of the retiring class heading into the world of lobbyists, what does that tell you?
It tells you that it's just too tempting, and it tells you that it's an entirely legal yet entirely corrupt system. That's the perfect place for a law to come in that says if you serve in public office, if you're elected by constituents who trust you not to raid the federal piggy bank, then you never can be part of the system that does it.
Exactly. Well, what are the chances of this passing?
I think it's slim, and here's why I think it's slim, because there's lots of these guys that want to ride that gravy train, and also because every lobbyist is going to lobby against it. And so I think the pressure's on us, on the American people, to make it happen. I think we ought to reach out in support to people like Cortez and Cruz. Mm. We have to reach out across the aisle in support. You know, if you're a Democrat in Cruz's district, you ought to reach out and support him on it. If you're a Republican in Cruz's district, you ought to reach out and support her on it. This is going to be one that can happen, but only if the American people make it happen.
Well, yeah, and it makes sense to do that because, you know, what our founding fathers tried to do was to mitigate the temptation. And this is why early on, the whole idea of a citizen legislator was so important and critical, so that first of all, that they would go back home and live under the very laws they created, but also it would minimize the amount of temptation. But when a lot of these legislators are spending so much time in the bubble in D.C. and little time at home, it only stands to reason, Mark, that they're going to be unduly influenced, are they not?
They are going to be unduly influenced. And it also shows, though, something, Bill, that I think is very helpful, which it shows that there are places where working for the people intersects on a bipartisan basis. Mm-hmm. You know, there's another one that AOC and Ted Cruz are working on right now, and that is total bipartisan to make birth control available on an over-the-counter basis without prescription. And this is literally the longest experiment in prescription medication ever in history. Over 50 years of birth control meds being available by prescription. We know they're safe. We know how they work. We know what the side effects are, if any, depending on the person. Mm-hmm. It's just completely understood. Basically, today, it's the same as Tylenol as far as the effectiveness and the studies that we have. So it's time for that to be available over the counter. And if you're, a lot of folks who are pro-life conservatives say, look, no, we shouldn't have abortions. Well, we should make birth control very easy for women to get. Women are responsible, just like anybody else. So now you have Cruz and Cortez on the same side saying, let's make this legal over the counter. You're getting pushback from the pharmaceutical industry.
Right. Well, and we understand, of course, another big lobbying firm. But that's a no-brainer, isn't it? I mean, to me,
no-brainer. Right. But so this is the thing. So let's see, will they make it happen, or will the lobbying interests prevent it from happening again? And so I would love to see this Cruz and Cortez duo run the gambit of the things that, and you're talking very right-wing and very left-wing agreeing, let's run the gambit of the things we can agree upon. Let's fight the real fight, which is the American people against the entrenched interests. I think it's incredible that this is happening.
No, I think this is very encouraging. So what's the strategy, Mark? We're laying out the plans. You're good at doing this in bringing the grassroots together. So how do we do this? Let's just pick one at a time, I think, as opposed to both, you think, or just put all the pressure on.
The most important one for me is this lifetime ban on lobbying. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons I like it is because, you said I'm pretty good at grassroots strategy. It's what I do. Mm-hmm. But I think this is one that's really hard for politicians to resist. How do you go out and say, no, we don't believe in a lifetime ban on lobbying? Because it's probably a 95-99% issue in the American public. So it's up to guys like you and me to elevate it so that people who follow us and read and listen to what we say understand that it's even going on, because everybody's going to support it if they know it's going on.
Exactly. Well, do you have it up on the website?
I do. I've got an article about this up on my website. You can go to selfgovern.com and read about that. And I'm going to be following it and writing more about it, so we'll let you know as soon as...
Please do. And then we're going to link it on our site at BillMartinezLive.com as well. Hey, Mark, appreciate all the great work. This is awesome. I guess pigs are flying, and why not? If they can fly, let's make it happen. It's good for we the people, right?
I agree with you, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
You got to take care. Mark Meckler, President.
This report is brought to you by Esurance. Natural disaster season is upon us. June brings the start of hurricane season, and severe storms this spring have already been unusually intense, with over 500 reports of tornadoes. Even if you don't think you're in an area prone to a threat, it's important to be prepared for extreme weather that could strike at any time. Meteorologist Bonnie Schneider shares tips to help you prepare for Mother Nature's worst.
Get together your basic disaster supplies, including a 3-day supply of non-perishable food and water, photocopies of your credit cards and ID, first aid kit, flashlight, a radio and batteries. It's important to make sure your insurance is up to date and that you are properly protected. Esurance helps simplify insurance with Coverage Counselor, an online tool that helps you better understand and select coverages that may be right for you. It's just another way Esurance is making insurance surprisingly painless.
Esurance is not available in all states. For more information, visit www.esurance.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump confirming he did cancel a planned retaliatory strike against Iran at the last minute last night. The president tweeting this morning that military airstrikes were, quote, not proportionate to shooting down an unmanned drone, as the U.S. accuses Iran of doing back on Wednesday. The president saying he was told that 150 people or so would die in those U.S. strikes on 3 sites in Iran. Before news broke that the strikes were even considered, Republican Congressman Mark Green last night was expressing his opinion that such action should be taken.
I think the world needs to see, honestly, smoke and fire. I think Kim Jong-un needs to see smoke and fire. There's been an attack on the U.S. military, and if we don't respond, we're incentivizing future attacks.
Green spoke on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I am Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to check out BillMartinezLive.com. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, every day, Monday through Friday, right here. Alfredo Ortiz joins us now. He is the CEO of Job Creators Network, and we're going to be talking about the Dems' push for socialist health care and also get his response on the Fed's rate decision. Alfredo, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you very much for having me. I love being on your show.
Well, we love having you, so hey, great. Let's dig into this. The Dems, I guess for the sake of trying to get some attention and come up with something that has already been put before us, I mean, we got a little taste, some taste of some socialist health care with, with Obamacare. But in typical form, it's never enough. They want more, and they've already turned our health care system on its head. We're still suffering from that ill-advised health care program brought to you by the Democrats, and now they're back, and it's which we knew was going to happen anyway, because if Obamacare had taken any kind of measurable route, then the natural step, the next step was, hey, we're going to go full-born socialists. We're going to do Medicare for all.
That's right, and I have to tell you, I think we're talking the same plan where I believe Obama stood there in front of his podium and said, "Oh, but don't worry, if you like your doctor, you can keep him." Remember that?
Right, exactly.
Boy,
yeah. As you chased him out, as you chased him out the exit door, and he quit.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Completely quit. Now the saying's going to be basically, if you like your private health insurance, first of all, don't worry, we're going to take it away.
Right.
Because that's exactly what's happening. I mean, you know, with the proposals that are on the table right now, Bill, 180 million people that benefit from private health insurance through their employers is all at risk because the Democrats are basically saying those are going to be illegal and we're going to take those over and there will never and no longer be a private health insurance system, which is absolutely ridiculous. It's basically what they're promoting is the VA system on steroids.
Right.
More
exactly.
Government control. You're going to get less service and longer wait. And basically for what? Mm-hmm. Right. Just so that the Democrats can have their socialist dreams come true of taking over our healthcare system in this country. With
because,
the safety of the world.
Yeah, because America is not responsible enough to make their own healthcare choices, Alfredo. I mean, we need these elites to tell us what to do, to come and wipe our noses and other parts of our bodies because they know better than we do, right?
You know, and that's the problem, right? I mean, this is just the politician's plan. And it always has been, right? And it's never about the people. It really isn't, right? And they claim it's about the people. But look, I mean, it really upended and uprooted our entire healthcare system really over the past, you know, almost decade plus, right?
Right, exactly.
And it really hasn't done anything to it. Healthcare premiums are still going up. Deductibles are going up. You know, quite frankly, the lines are getting worse because to your point, you just said it a little bit ago, doctors are just quitting.
Yeah,
primary
exactly.
care physicians are just saying, you know what? It's just not worth it anymore to me. I'm retiring. I'm going to go off and enjoy the rest of my life because it's just not worth it to me anymore. And you know, it's hard to understand that they're trying to call it a bunch of different things, right? But it really is overall a full-blown takeover of America's healthcare system under this guise of universal healthcare coverage. And they got these great names, right? Universal healthcare, single payer, Medicare for all.
Mm-hmm.
But it all comes right down to the same thing. And what concerns me the most, too, is, you know, that it's going to uproot, you know, in this particular case, 200 plus million people who are enjoying insurance that they have. Why do they constantly do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just to satisfy, you know, the possible needs of the very few, which are many, there are many different other ways that I think we can do that, right? You uproot everybody else.
Right. Well, what cracks me up is that whole other big lie that came out of Obamacare. Remember, it was all about that 30 million people, that donut hole of people that were underserved and all that. Now it's like between the people who don't have and are underserved, now the Democrats have found a way to extend that number to something like 78 million. But even with the 30 million, when it first took over, I kept saying, okay, how are we doing? I mean, we got Obamacare in place. How are we doing with that 30 million? They couldn't give me a number. You know, wait a minute. You know, that's not the way you run a popcorn stand. You know, I'm from the business world. You know, if you say you're going to do something, there has to be measurable results so you can quantify the value of the decision that you made. But in a political world, I guess that's not valid. It's just the people's money and they'll just keep paying for it because they're idiots and they don't care, right?
And that's exactly right. I mean, in the end, I mean, it really comes down to, you know, four specific areas that this Medicare for all, which, you know, I really kind of say it's healthcare for none, right? Because
right,
that's really
exactly.
What one-size fits all,
right?
It's going to degrade our healthcare quality. It's going to ration care with extended wait times. We're going to really bankrupt the country because the numbers that you've seen these bills, I mean, 30, 40, $50 trillion to fund this thing.
Exactly.
And it's just really, honestly, disproportionately hurting seniors as well because if you think about it, right, if you expand this Medicare rolls to you know, half the country, basically, Take California, for example. What just happened there? I'm not sure if you've talked about this at all.
Well, yeah, I was born and raised in California, so it's painful when I go back there and I see the mess.
Oh,
now.
My God. Did you see this? They're taxing the people who aren't taking insurance, and then they're giving insurance to illegal aliens.
Well, that makes sense, huh?
I mean, these guys are off their rocker, I have to tell you. I mean, it's crazy when you think that, you know, folks like, you know, as we're talking California, Senator Dianne Feinstein now starts looking like a moderate.
Exactly. I know, it's pretty crazy, yeah. Well, that's what happens when you get a one-party state like California. But I will warn everybody, stay away from the exit doors. Unless you're exiting, you better stay away because people are leaving en masse out of that state. The number one U-Haul renter of one-way U-Haul vehicles is California.
Well, and Bill, I'm not sure if this is true. I have to verify my source. I don't quote me necessarily on this. But I believe this sounds crazy enough to be true that they're contemplating that the California legislative body is contemplating an exit tax for people who are leaving the state that they're actually going to tax them to do that.
I closed down a corporation years ago, did all the filing and everything else, and they're still chasing me down. And, my accountant just said, just ignore them. I go, what? Just ignore them. I don't want to, this has been going on. They said, well, because what happens is it's not over until they say it's over. You can send in the paperwork, but until you get an affirming, piece of paper with their stamp on it to acknowledge that they've accepted the, the dissolution of your corporation, as far as they're concerned, you're still on the books and liable.
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's crazy. But anyways, back to our favorite topic of Medicare for All. We're actually even calling it Medi-Scare for All.
Yes, exactly. Good point.
But it really is. And it's what's really worrisome again is degrading of our healthcare quality. I mean, we know how bad the VA system is, right? And that's a government control system. And thank goodness President Trump is actually trying to make a difference there, mm-hmm. and improve it and change it. But do we really want to embrace it as a country, effectively the expansion of the VA system across everybody?
Yeah, you'd overwhelm the system would be overwhelmed, just instantly, because you wouldn't have enough doctors. You don't have enough doctors as it is right now. But Alfredo, the question that is begged to be asked here is, tell me anywhere in the world where this kind of system is working, and what are the results of a national health care system? I can tell you, a dear friend of mine, his daughter was diagnosed with cancer. She was working in England, and those doctors, they said, "Well, you got cancer." She goes, "Well, what do I do now?" "Well, you're in the queue." "What do you mean I'm in the queue?" "Well, you have to wait." "What do you mean I have to wait?" "Well, you have to wait because we only do your type of cancers. We only deal with 12 a year." "Well, you only deal with 12 a year? What number am I?" "You're number 36. Are you telling me it's going to be 3 years before I get to see the next doctor to deal with my cancer?" And you go, "Yeah, that's pretty much it." Well, of course, her next phone call was to her dad back in California. "Can I come home?"
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, again, we obviously have, Job Creators Network. We're doing everything we can to stop these kinds of just absolutely crazy socialist ideas that just continue to bog down all the conversation. And I can't wait for the debates next week. Mm-hmm. Bill, and maybe, there's an opportunity to come on your show back then as well.
No, definitely. Always love having you on. Because we need to keep people informed and educated, Alfredo. That's the problem, is that people are buying into this stuff. It's shiny, it sounds exciting and stuff, until you really start breaking it down, saying, forget whatever you want to call it, socialist healthcare, but just say, is this the kind of healthcare that you want for you and your children?
Right, exactly. Right.
Well, we'll stay in touch. Alfredo Ortiz, CEO of Job Creators Network, on Bill Martinez Live. Take care, Alfredo. Appreciate the time, buddy.
Absolutely, you too, buddy. Thank you.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number: 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized Usenet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now, and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with Usenet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you
do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Time for a goo-goo and gaga. You know, we don't have time for this. We're serious about the people's business here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, look, I love your emails, by the way, that you sent to me, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Got some interesting emails last couple of weeks. People saying to me, hey, I didn't know that you were on live Monday through Friday. Well, yeah, we're on live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Because he said, well, you know, our local station, we, you know, I hear you on the weekends, but I didn't hear you during the weekdays. Hey, look, at join in what you hear on the weekends, a little taste of what we do every day here in pursuing the truth, number one. Number two, we get experts who come on the show. Best-selling authors, you know, people you see on TV, but we give them a lot more time. I mean, as opposed to a 3-second or 8-second soundbite or maybe a couple of minutes. I mean, they're here with us for, you know, a period of time that allows us to get deeper into the topic. I mean, we're going to take advantage of these people that know the business, that are experts in their respective fields. And so that is our gift to you, and this is what Bill Martinez is all about. Hey, with us right now, my good friend Adam Holtz, who is the interim director. We got to make you the permanent director. Can I do that?
You know what? You can just give HR a call, and I think they can make that happen.
Yeah, we just got to make that happen. I mean, for all the hard work that you've done, and we always appreciate you being on. Adam, as I started to say, is the director of PluggedIn.com. This is the service, a focus on the family, that gives us a rundown of movies, things that are happening in our culture, DVD, video games, you know, for the kids. things to keep you out of trouble. Give parents a heads up, you know, with what's happening out there and how our kids, you know, they're in a war. And Adam, I don't know how else to put it, is that our kids are being subjected to things that you and I were growing up, we wouldn't even think that was possible.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. The technology that we all take for granted right now in our smartphones, in the palm of our hand, was wild, wild science fiction not very long ago. I mean, in our lifetimes. I mean, you think about Get Smart and the Shoot
right.
phone, or you think about the communicators in Star Trek, or
Dick Tracy
and his, you know, his watch and his phone, and it's all happened. And so much more. I mean, I think it's so far beyond even what, you know, the Gene Roddenberrys of the world
exactly.
were imagining 40 or 50 years ago.
Well, and when we were introduced to it, Adam, it was all, you know, for the sake of good. It was the battle against, you know, good and evil. It was really clear.
Right.
But today, the perversion and pervasiveness of this technology is such as that, look at, if you're not aware of what's going on, you know, all these different ideas have been so bifurcated that they come at us in a lot of ways like Trojan horses, do they not?
No, they do. And it's like so many things that technology in and of itself often is really amoral. You know, it's neutral. But what it enables is a pathway that certainly can be used in ways that are anything but amoral. They give us, you know, opportunity to interact with things that are harmful to our souls,
exactly.
you know? And as parents, our task is to set boundaries, to set limits, and to be students of our children, to know how to interact with them with this stuff. And I think, you know, Bill, when I was growing up, I knew some people that sort of felt like their approach to media and technology and the world was to create this sort of hermetically sealed bubble around their kids.
Right.
Now, quite honestly, I don't think it worked 30 years ago,
right.
but it certainly doesn't work now. And so as parents and grandparents, we have got to have not only a strategy, but an overall awareness of
well, there's got to be a vigilance, an increasing
vigilance.
You know we're getting old, Adam. When we always start our sentences, when I was young, when I was growing up, right? But you know, and that's only for comedic relief. But seriously though, what you're talking about is exactly right. Is the level of vigilance? I mean, I got to tell you, my weakness is I am not one of these high maintenance managers. I mean, there's some managers who are really good. They micromanage, you know,
right?
And they watch every little deal. I was never good at micromanaging. I used to tell people when I hired them, I said, look, I am not a micromanager. I'll be honest with you. I'm a micromanager. I'm not going to, you know, do that. I know how to measure your productivity because it's clear because it has to do with your bottom line because I was in sales. So I could see what was happening. I said, I'm looking to you to be an adult. You know, everybody be a big boy, big girl, go do your job. You'll be healthfully rewarded. You will be acknowledged, and we'll have a long life together and a successful experience if we can follow those basic rules. With kids, it's a different deal altogether.
Oh.
You know, and I found myself thrust into an arena that I didn't necessarily like, but I had to force myself to do it. Now, my wife, on the other hand, she was great. I mean, she was like a hawk. And I loved her for it because I got to admit, I'm just not good at it. And maybe with parents, see, this is why we need moms and dads in the household.
Totally.
Because you need that balance, you know, where one is the hawk, then you got the other one who is not quite as good at that. But combined, you bring that to bear to the benefit of your child and your grandchild.
No, that's exactly right. And the other thing I think we need when we're talking about strategy, you know, there are two other words that I have been using a lot lately to describe how we approach this. That's intentionality and engagement.
Right.
I think there was a time when we could not worry about being too engaged or too intentional. That time has passed, Bill, because there's so much stuff being thrust at our kids that we have got to be engaged. Now, you don't have to know every little thing that's happening, But I think you do need to be aware of the resources, like Plugged In, and there are others, and Focus on the Family, that will help you know what you need to know. And so when things come up, you may not know about it, but you know, I know where I can find out about that. I can find out why it's significant, and I can find out, you know, what I need to be thinking about this and how to respond to it. And, you know, the next layer of, I think, intentionality and engagement is a philosophy that I have, and I think that it's very much in sync with Focus, is I think our goal is to raise kids so that by the time they leave the house at 18, 19, we have trained and equipped them to think critically and biblically about the ideas and the worldviews that they're engaged in.
Exactly.
That doesn't mean that they're never going to make a mistake or that they're never going to see something that's, you know, not great, but they know how to respond to that. And so I think as our kids go through their teen years, we move from, you know, no, we're not doing that, no, that's inappropriate, to a conversation of, no, we're not going to do that because of this.
Yes. Or tell me why you think this is either in your best interest or not in your best interest.
Right. No, and that's right. We move toward a conversation where we give them agency. And maybe we give them freedom to choose some things that we wouldn't necessarily choose, but we're having conversation about that. What do you identify with? Why do you like that?
Mm-hmm.
How does this affect you? So that we are really discipling them in thinking critically about this world that we live in.
Well, and to your point here, see, the general culture is so bombarded with this stuff. In the article from Focus on the Family, it relates the story of Jenna Bush Hager, who shared on the Today Show that the purchase of a Nirvana CD when she was a teenager didn't go well with her dad, the former president.
Exactly.
So after hearing one of the songs, he became so incensed by the content that he smashed the CD over his knee. Understandably, he didn't want his little girl listening to R-rated lyrics. Well, what parent wants their child, their little girl, their son, to be listening to R-rated lyrics? But again, what's happened is we're so busy with other things, and this goes to your issue of intentionality. There's lots of things to occupy, but what we need to do is reassess what are the priorities, what are the most important things to do, because I have maintained that you have to be more vigilant for your children when they're teenagers than when they were babies.
Yeah, no, definitely you have to be. But I think you also have to be able to pick your battles and say, you know, here's where I'm putting my foot down, and we're not going there. Mm-hmm. And here's where I'm willing to grant you some leniency, and here's what the boundaries are. For instance, in my own family, I have an almost 13-year-old, and I have given him permission to play Fortnite. And we have boundaries around that, and we talk about that, and we observe how that affects his behavior. But every day he comes home from school, he's like, Dad, I want a smartphone, and all of my friends have smartphones. And I say two things. No, you're not ready for it. And I understand your friends have it, but that's not an argument for doing something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if all your friends jumped off a cliff, would you jump off a cliff too? You know, you find yourself.
We're getting old again.
You know, the old things, but you got to pick your battle.
And exactly.
So I have to figure out where am I willing to surrender, not surrender, but to say yes so that I can keep saying no as well as they get older.
Well, it's a little bit easier to let them, you know, challenge the law of gravity when you're nearby.
Yeah,
because
exactly
when they violate the law of gravity, you can be there and have it manageable. Instead of letting them, you know, dive off a 20-foot building, we're going to let them jump off of maybe a one-story or two-story, you know, something that could be somewhat manageable. Metaphorically is what I'm talking about. Don't be tossing your kids off a two-story building, okay?
No.
But you know what I mean. But as always, hey, look, always look forward to our time together, especially on Mondays when we talk about all the plugged-in reviews. But today we need to talk about the media choices and how do you talk to your kids about the media choices they're making and give them the right counsel. The one and only Adam Holtz. Thank you, Adam.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.